Blackstone Audio presents The Last Queen by C.W. Gortner. To my mother, Maravillas Blanco, and my late father, Willis Always Gortner II, for Spain, a lifelong infatuation with books and the courage to persevere, and to Eric for always believing. Tordesillas, 1550. Midnight has become my favorite hour. The sounds of the night are less intrusive, the shadows like a familiar embrace. By the light of a single candle, my world seems much larger than it is, as large as it once was. I suppose it is the bane of mortality to suffer time as it narrows and confines, to know that never again will anything seem as wide, as open, as attainable as it did in our youth. I have had more occasion than most to reflect on the passage of the years. But it is only now, in this quiet hour, when all those who surround me have surrendered to sleep, that I can see clearly. It is a consolation, the knowledge, a gift I do not wish to squander on recrimination or vain regret. History may not forgive, but I must. Hence, this blank page, the sharpened feather and the pot of ink. My hand does not tremble as much. My legs do not pain me so that I cannot sit in this grand, if somewhat frayed, chair. The memories tonight are vivid, not evanescent. They evoke and entice. They do not haunt. If I close my eyes, I can smell the smoke and jasmine, the fire and rose. I can see the vermilion walls.